Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're continuing our month focusing on the kitchen. What is food alchemy? How can learning to eat intuitively support you in releasing clutter, not only in your kitchen, but also your life? Learn tips as we talk about intuitive eating today.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
Hey everyone, I'm super excited. Today we are going to talk about clutter and how it relates to eating. If you've listened to my podcast, you know I'm an emotional eater. I'm really excited. I've made strides, but I think this is such an important topic. Even if you declutter your kitchen with bad food or get rid of dishes you're not using, if there's an emotional, mental, spiritual clutter or energetic clutter going on, it's still going to affect your eating. And we all know if we get a bunch of cluttered, we get heavy, we get overweight. I'm very excited to talk to today's guest. I've had the pleasure of interviewing her before. Check out my YouTube channel, Reawaken Your Brilliance. We have some interviews on being intuitive and spiritual painting, lots of good stuff. But let's tell you about today's guest. Dr. Jen Royer is an internationally known intuitive counselor, speaker, spiritual teacher, energy healer, visionary, speaker, writer, and radio host of The Jen Royster Show, a popular international radio show since 2010, syndicated throughout 135 countries to millions of listeners. She holds several degrees, including Doctor of Divinity, ordained spiritual minister, MS in Metaphysics, and Reiki Master. Dr. Jen is well known for innovative style and intuitive reads, energy healing, spiritual crisis support and guidance, and support for empaths. Her work with empaths has gained respect with many medical doctors and psychologists who refer patients to her for spiritual counseling when clinical roots show no results. A positive move forward in showing the importance and power that energy healing brings to healthcare. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you. It is great to talk to you again, Julie. It's great to be here.
So excited. So let's get started. When we have whether it's emotional, spiritual clutter that's going on with eating, what exactly is going on? And maybe it's different if it's emotional for energetic, since you work with energy, but why do we get cluttered with our food?
You know, our bodies have cells. I mean, every part of your body is a cell, and it has in energy terms, a consciousness. It has life. Okay. It feels. So when we are going through emotion, you said you were an emotional eater, you're holding that in the cells of your body and that affects physically. I mean, I just saw the light bulb go on there. Yeah. It's just like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, it really does. And the thing is, with intuitive eating, and when you work with your intuition, I'm very much about people learning how to trust their intuition, not just relying on me doing a read, which I do, but they know that about me. I make them toe the line on that. Like, I want you to trust what you're picking up, because you can actually reverse the emotional eating from being, you know, dysfunctional or harming you, eating too much ice cream or whatever, to intuitively hearing an intuitive hit where your body will need a certain supplement or vitamin or nutritional value. And it will say, you know, don't you really want a whole lot more cabbage today? Or, you know, and I know this really, it really will do that. And then for some reason, instead of it being the ice cream, it'll be what you need in a nutritional value, or it'll tell you to stop eating something with GMO. That was a big one. And the more I got away from pesticides or, you know, additives in my food or preservatives, and I was eating real food, And we garden and grow our own organic stuff too. We even have our water with RO, reverse osmosis, getting all the fluoride out. I continue to see it improve, and our health is improving. And my husband went through a big scare with his liver, and it wasn't alcohol or anything related. He barely drinks a beer, you know, and we went through a lot with him, and he's more of an analytical mind. You know, he's the IT guy. He's really on it now. Over the last year and a half, he completely changed. He could never lose the belly. He could never lose the weight. And as soon as I said, and he, you know, I think because he's my husband, he would tune me out sometimes, but now he realizes, oh my God, there's really something to this. Because the liver, for example, he was upset about something that happened a while back. And the liver holds anger. And so you detox it all out. But if you can detox things out, and detox, and we're all about the detoxing. We used to do it a couple times a year. Now we're doing something where you're maintaining it more on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You're keeping those pipes clean. Completely different. Everything. I mean, everything changes, the emotions, the way you respond to them. So that's a bit of a general answer, but I wanted to give you a kind of an overview of what I was talking about.
Okay. Well, you've popped, more questions have popped into my head. Yeah. That's perfect. So I was thinking a couple things. Can you talk about why we crave junk food? Is it because the additives and we're addictive? And then my other question is, if food is holding a consciousness, if we're really angry, are we going to crave chips because the chips are angry? Is there some type of correlation with that? I don't know if that's off the wall, but.
No, I hear you. And I'm going to tweak it a little bit to clarify it. The anger is more at the self, because we'll crave what will hurt us, because we're almost doing a self, I hate to use the word punishment, but that's what it is. We're hurting the self. It's a self-love issue. And we'll get upset with ourselves. We'll berate ourselves. We are emotionally upset because we allowed someone else to hurt us or upset us. And we're attached to it. And then we're mad because we know we shouldn't be attached to it. And this goes into a cycle. Then we feel like, bad you. And you, then your emotions are, it's almost like we're telling our emotions on an energetic level, well, you need to pay for this. And, you know, I'm trying to personify all these different aspects of our bodies to help everybody follow me, because you have the physical body, you have the emotional body, you have a mental body, you have your soul body. And when your physical body is the last one, your physical body just is the computer, the hardware that does what it's told. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your emotions are an energy. They are pure energy. They're part of us, and not one emotion is bad or the other. But when we try to stuff our anger or stuff that resentment.
Raising my hand, folks.
We try to stuff whatever, you know, we try to suppress it because we're trying to just keep it under control. I say that's the action, you know, that's not the way you want to handle it. You want to acknowledge, mm-hmm. You want to acknowledge that you got upset about it. You're not picture perfect the way you think you should be responding. And then you need to send love to that side of you that got upset, because that energy frequency is down, and that's a darker side of you right now. Everybody's got that shadow. Everybody has reactions and responses. And when I call it sending light, just to give you some sort of visual here. If you send light to that side that you don't like so much, or you're not very proud of, you're taking away the vice for the cravings. You're taking away the vice for it doing a self-punishment. It's very empowering, and you do that within yourself. It's an individual thing. There's so much empowerment in that. It's not like you have to go have somebody else help you get there. Mm-hmm. I think it's just understanding that there's a person in there that needs the love the most. And when we're going through that, it's yourself. And it's never about what somebody else did. Never.
Oh, absolutely. We create our own reality. I firmly believe that. So if I'm having a craving, I usually have a craving for chips. I'm like a nacho girl. So then in the moment, I'd want to say, okay, maybe take a deep breath and sit quietly, just send light in general. If I can't figure out where it needs it, what would you say to someone?
Okay. Well, firstly, you know, the crunching, that's aggressive. So you're probably suppressing, overreacting to something because you feel that it's in too much. Sorry, calling you out a little bit.
Yeah. Excuse me. If it supports people, it's all good.
Right. And that's what we're doing here, because I have been like, I go for the nuts. And I go, you know what? Calm the heck down. You know, I just say to myself, all right, I hear you. What's going on? I talk to that side of myself. I know it sounds funny, but I answer too, by the way, but I talk to that side of myself like it is a child that doesn't understand yet. And it needs to grow up a little bit, and it needs to be heard. It needs to be heard. So no, you're not going to completely understand it. But if you have that intention and you acknowledge it, just say, okay, yeah, I know I shouldn't be doing this or reacting this way. And it's making me so mad. How can I detach from that? And ask for that. I ask for that. I ask angels to help me with that, because that they are just such positive support. And there's just something that takes away that intensity of the whole drama with it. And then I realize I'm not doing anything but hurting myself by allowing someone else's opinion of me affect me, or their opinion about what I should do, or just that's who they are in that moment and that's them. It has nothing to do with me. The way someone else is has nothing to do with us, but we take it personally. And I have to remind myself of that sometimes too. I grew up as an empathic healer. We feel everything. So I had to really learn this. And then I say, okay, I'm craving chips because of whatever. And you realize it, you acknowledge it. And then I go to the next step. I go, all right, I acknowledge it. Let's do something very special and nurturing for you. And I go, what have you been feeling frustrated about that you really want to do? And sometimes it means a timeout from all the obligations and you just need to take care of you. It might be that I just need to go take a timeout break. I need to go paint or walk or go to the beach or something. Do something good for yourself. Sometimes just buying yourself something that you would like to have, like some flowers or a fresh new something, you know, and you don't have to spend a lot if you're on a budget. And then if you have to do it in a half step, Julie, go to the non-GMO organic section and get healthy chips.
Right, yeah.
You know, get a healthy chip, because I wouldn't say that all of that is even perfect, but you're going to feel good that you did a good thing and a kind thing. Because if a child's upset about something and they're throwing a bit of a temper tantrum, you're going to try to make that child feel better. You're going to try to make that child say, you know what, let's do something different. Get the mind off of it. So my goal is to, in saying all this, is change the thought pattern to something else and put your focus into something else. Active meditation, I think I've talked to you about that before. Active meditation is just involving yourself, immersing yourself into something that takes your mind off of things. That'll clear your mind. And then it would be like, what craving for chips? Because you get lost in it. You're not even thinking about all that. But, you know, and ask. I ask. I say, can you help me crave something that would be helpful to my body? Because your body with certain foods that aren't so good for you actually affect emotions and affect our hormones and affect that governs all the rest of the systems. So when we're eating, when we work with intuitive eating, we're teaching ourselves to open up to allowing ourselves to pay attention to craving something healthy for ourselves. So you're switching what you attract in the craving.
Surrounded by clutter, tired of the stress it creates, ready to find peace of mind and reduce your anxiety? Our comprehensive How to Declutter Your Life course guides you step by step in how to clear clutter and simplify your life. Each section is 3 months, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and features manageable to-dos. A bonus month on clearing energetic clutter is also included. Choose either workbook or video course. How to Declutter Your Life is designed to build a strong foundation for releasing clutter and continued personal growth. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
I wanted to ask really quickly too, a lot of times people chips or they crave sweets or chocolate. Can you tell us what's going on when they crave that? Because I just, or salty things. I just want to hit on major things that people usually have cravings for. Because I think you've given us such awesome advice here, but that it might, if we have an idea of what they are, might help people a little more.
Okay. Well, let's see. How about an example? Like the chips would be the aggression.
Chocolate.
The chocolate is a comfort, like love. So that means you're not loving yourself enough or you don't feel loved. And so I think I somehow got intertwined with Valentine's Day. I mean, I'm like, I don't know. But even if, you know, I want a piece of chocolate, I always go for that really dark chocolate that's mm-hmm. supposed to be better for you. I make sure there's something organic in there. I think I have organic covered coconut. But I found that when I've worked on this, it'll go bad before I actually want any of it because I'm not craving it so much. But now, if you went with something like chocolate actually has positives in it too. It has flavonoid, or that's not the right word, I think, but it has some antioxidants in it. So if you're craving something, that doesn't mean it's best necessarily bad.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I, believe it or not, for the last month have been craving cabbage. I'm like, okay, with the cabbage already. So I asked, I said, what's with the cabbage? And they said, and I constantly detox my liver because cabbage is one of the ones that'll detox your liver. And I'm like, is something going on here? And they go, there's an energy wave going on right now where everybody, and bear with me to the audience if this is a new term for you, but and I know that they'll relate in some way, but everybody's body and emotions and thoughts and beliefs, everybody's upgrading and they're finding themselves in a spot where I don't know if I agree with that anymore. I don't know if I believe that anymore. I don't know if I like this food anymore or this brand of food anymore. Listen and pay attention to that is what I'm saying. It may not seem like much, but listen and pay attention to it because that is the soul driving the ship inside. Because there's a soul, there's a spirit to you, to everybody, that's who you want running everything because it knows the best route for you at all times. It knows the best for you. It knows the route to happiness. Our ego, our personality side will get in there and it'll challenge new things that are coming. And that's what a lot of people are feeling right now. They're feeling like this soul magnetically is pulling them over here and their intuition, like with food and stuff, is pulling them in a different direction from what they know. Ego kicks up and goes, well, that's not the way we've always done it. We've always had mashed potatoes with all this horrible gravy on it, you know? And it's like, we don't want to eat that anymore. We don't want that anymore. Or we don't want... Like we switched over to, we drink coffee, but we drink organic. Mm-hmm. We buy organic beans. I won't drink it if it's not. And it all of a sudden that was an intuitive hit. Stop it. Well, then I found out after the fact, after I went and did homework, that's one of the highly sprayed foods. That's one of the highest sprayed foods with pesticides. That's celery. God, no. Celery certain foods have more pesticides sprayed than others. And that was one of the higher sprayed foods. And I went, okay, well, there you go. See, I was listening to that. And it doesn't make rhyme or reason when it's coming in as an intuition hit. You listen to it. What I do is I listen to it And then I go and I research and I do my homework. I go into science mode. If I wasn't doing what I do, I would be a scientist researching something. I do believe in that because I see so much of the energy and the work that I'm talking about in science. Mm-hmm. Because it just is the way energy works. So,
would you be able to give us some tips? Like, how do we know? Like, for a while, for about 2 weeks, I was craving potato chips. Like, it was nobody's business. Now, how would I know if that was coming from a negative or less positive place? How do we know to listen? How do we know to distinguish our intuitive voice? Is it, can you give us some suggestions with that? Because how do I know if it's ego saying potato chips or it's intuitive? Well, you know what? You really need some salt.
Yes. Okay, great. That's good. Well, the first thing that I would say is it's just stop when you realize that you're doing that. Like, oh gosh, why am I craving? I was doing it with cabbage. So what I did, I'll use that as an example. I just stopped. I said, okay, my body is talking to me. My spirit is talking to me. It is saying, you need something that's in that food item. Go look up the vitamins that are in that food item, the nutrition that's in that food item. I mean, you're doing some research now. This is the fun part because, okay, I'm craving these potato chips. Okay, what's in the potato chips? Hello. Okay, if it's the salt, are you having leg cramps? Are you showing other signs of you're not holding and retaining enough water?
Okay,
that's an example. So you're digging in, you're using science and this gives the ego in the left side of the brain an activity to actually participate in a positive way versus being sabotage. Okay, so instead of going, why are we doing it this way? Okay, why don't you help me figure it out instead of arguing with me all the time? And that's what you want. So you listen to the intuitive hit, you're listening to the craving. So you're acknowledging the craving versus bashing the craving and being hard on yourself. There's a reason for the craving. The craving is trying to tell you that you need something, whether it's an emotional balance, you need to get over something, you need to listen to it. It's craving for a reason. And also, a lot of the intuition and the soul is all about let me put it this way. It's the frequency of the energy. So the more positive is higher and healthier. Think of it that way. Lower is negative and complaining and things like that. If you're having a craving, like say for those potato chips, usually potato chips are something really crunchy like that is like, it's kind of a frustration. It's intense, and you're probably not speaking outwardly about you're probably holding it in. So it's energy that's trying to find a way out. That's very explosive energy, and intense energy. That's one example. And you listen to that, and you go, okay. You acknowledge, oh, okay, I got something I need to release. I have some energy that's trapped that I need to get out. You can do that with exercise. You can do that by taking a time out. If you're overworking yourself or you're trying to keep up with demands, just say, you know what? I need an hour to go to the gym, or I need to go do, the jacuzzi jet tub, whatever it takes, whatever your thing is. For me, I live at the water. So I have the blessing of going over and putting my feet in the salt water, except right now in February, but we still have it and it's amazing. But you just have to, it's actually not that hard. You're just deciphering it. So I would write it down. I'd say, acknowledge it, aware. You're writing that down and going, okay, yeah, I've been craving this for a couple of weeks. What's going on in my life at the same time I'm having this craving? And you'll see whether it's just a lot of physical demand, a lot of job work. Is it stress? You start to see a pattern. You start to say, did I have an argument with somebody? Did somebody upset me? Did I just have something happen financially? You're looking at all these different things. It'll really help you. But looking for that nutrition in the food will help you see if it's something. I mean, to crave cabbage is kind of like, how exciting is that, right? So that's how I knew that. I knew that that was something in it that my body needed. So I'm like, all right, come on with the cabbage. I mean, no kidding. I couldn't get enough of it. And then I was like, I need more kale. I would just eat a whole thing of it. And that's actually crunchy, by the way. It's a good substitute for chips.
Oh, no. Well, I've made it raw. Kale chips before. Kale chips are yummy.
Yeah, kale is really good for you. But I was having something, my body was trying, the reason that happened for me, my body was fighting, you know, just a cold. And that can, whenever you have a virus, it can inflame anything else you have. And it was trying to inflame some joints. And the kale just alkalinizes, calms all that inflammation down. And so I noticed that after eating an entire bunch of organic, and I always get the organic guys, I am one of those, kale, and I eat it raw, just fresh raw, I felt great that day. And I realized, okay, yeah, this is my body's talking to me. I need to listen. We're just not listening and taking what we're picking up seriously sometimes, and take it a lot more serious than taking it a lot more seriously can truly help you in your health, your happiness. It can help you balance your life because your body's just one huge antenna.
And so when you start on the physical level eating better, then that's going to affect you, I would say, on all levels, right?
Yes, because now if this is all brand new to you, and say you eat pretty toxic, or you know, you didn't even know, and you want to get started, because some people think, oh, it's going to be too expensive to eat that way. Actually, no, because you're not going to be buying the other stuff. But start one step at a time. Start with something that you know you need to replace with something better. You know, one step at a time helps the mind body accept, oh, okay, that's not so much. It also helps the ego with the changes because, okay, that's one little thing, all right. But if you try to change it all at once, sometimes it's just too much and it'll fight you more. But you know, for some people, they just go dive right in and they do fine. But if that's too much, then do one step at a time. I mean, years ago, back in the 90s, early 90s, like 93, I used to eat red meat. I used to, way back then. I could not eat it. I couldn't smell it. I couldn't, and I didn't understand. I was like, okay. I was not in an environment that would understand what I do now, let's put it that way. And I stopped eating it, best thing I ever did. And so different foods have done that with me. And when I realized it was starting to, it'll usually start that way. It'll start to eliminate. When you're willing to go there and accept your intuition, it will start to eliminate what needs to go away first, because you got to make room for the good things to come in. So normally when you're making a big change, it's about, you got to get rid of stuff so you can bring something new in. If it's just cram packed, it doesn't make any sense. But you'll find that you just don't seem to have the same responses. You'll find that, like sugar, for example. Oh, sugar's like across the board, pretty much. That's pretty rough on a lot of people, and that one really affects emotions, especially for women. So if you really have that craving for the chocolate, try to get the dark, organic, non-GMO as best you can. Get as dark as you can. It'll be bitter if you're a milk chocolate person, but it's a start. It's a start, you know. You can also have, you know, different foods, you know, like just learning how to just try one little thing at a time can help with that, because there are positives in chocolate. But the sugar cravings are rough, and they usually make you crave more of the things that are hurting you. So it's a big deception to the body. It confuses the pancreas on the sugar levels. And sometimes you're going through a detox process. It might take a day or two. You know, you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can get through this. Believe it or not, in most cases, not everybody, but I can't speak for everybody, but in most cases, if you were trying to get off the sugar, you'll find that it's improving within a day or two, that you just got to stick it out.
I just quit sugar. I quit January 1st, gluten and sugar. And the first couple days were hard, but you know, it was just after the holidays. So it's, I had more sugar than usual. And then, right. So for Valentine's Day, we went out to dinner. I have this great support group. I'm on this 90-day sugar-free cleanse? Well, first of all, sugar's in everything. If you're going to get off sugar, you have got to read labels. But the first couple days, and then I was fine. And then when we went out to dinner for Valentine's, I said, okay, I'm going to take a break. And then I'm starting this whole 30 program that I'm excited about. But so I went for broke. I had pasta. Now remember, no gluten or no pasta for like, or no gluten or sugar for 6 weeks. Had cheesecake and bread, and I hadn't had bread in forever. I was sick the entire night.
Body told you.
Yeah, because my body, and I wanted to experiment. So with this whole 30 thing, I'm doing that, and I'm off dairy now, and I don't drink a lot, so it's booze and no MSG in it. And I wanted to do it because I read, one, the science behind it, but they also talked about how it's resetting your mind and your relationship with food.
Yes, it is. No, I mean, that was a good example, because once you get away and you try something that you haven't had in a while, you're going to go, I used to really want that all the time. And you're kind of, I mean, you'll go through that. Everybody does it. And I've done that. I've had like something that I haven't had in forever. And I'm like, it's just not, you've lost that desire for it. You've lost that taste for it. And it just doesn't, and that's a good sign. That's good, because it won't be so hard to stay away from it. Mm-hmm. You won't want it like that anymore, because you're looking forward to other things. But intuitive eating is listening to the positives and the negatives on the intuitive hit. So the craving could be positive or negative. So if you are trying to figure that out, like I said, dig into the food itself. Tear it apart, see what the nutritional value is. If there isn't any, like sugar, well, that one's easy. Your research is done. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, that one's not a positive one. That means your frequency energetically is lower. That means we attract more emotionally, more lower frequency experiences. We'll respond in a lower frequency, which is more of a negative. So it all coincides. So, you know, when you're up and you're feeling good and you've got that food that's supporting you, it'll support the emotions as well. It'll support the mindset. And you'll also be able to decipher mentally, like, that, you know, I used to think that was the greatest thing, but maybe not so much. And it's a lot easier to release and detach. It's like you can see better.
Now, I need to finish a thought.
No. We're good. Go ahead. I was finished.
What I wanted to know is, so do you eat intuitively all the time? I'm thinking, I have a friend that is so obsessed, because I think you can go to the other side, that it's great. Like, it's, don't want to hang out with her because she's so, everything has to be this way. And, you know, we are limited to the restaurants we can eat. And on one hand, good for you, but I don't know. I'm like eating. I want to get to the point where I'm eating healthy 95% of the time. But if I want that piece of cheesecake, I'm going to have it.
Right. No, you're making a great point. And honestly, my husband and I, we're really good with our diets, because we feel better. But I mean, we go out and we have what we want. Now, for me, you know, and yeah, I'm a spiritual teacher, and I'm going to say it right now. I love to have a glass of red wine. And some classes or some circles are like, don't have any at all. Don't have any at all. If that's what you need to do, like your friend, if that's what they need to do to make sure that they are where they want to be, that's fine. But you don't have to follow what somebody else thinks you should do. Mm-hmm. That's going right back to, that's not for me. I don't have to follow the same things. So, you know, you have to listen to what's right for you, and you have to speak up, and you have to go, okay, but you know, we like going over here. If you go and you do it and you realize, yes, I am sabotaging myself, or no, I enjoyed that. My husband has found that he can eat twice as much because he changed what he was eating. Mm-hmm. We actually did our Christmas and our Thanksgiving meals with coconut sugar and different. We tried all these, and I make homemade breads, but I changed up all the ingredients, and we had a great time rediscovering new traditional dishes. We were eating all kinds of stuff, but we didn't feel horrible after we ate our Thanksgiving dinner. And we both noticed that. We said, you know what? That was really, really good. And we don't, you know how you feel after eating all this stuff? We didn't feel like that. We had desserts and all kinds of things, but I changed how I made them. We did a lot of homework. We were researching recipes.
Surrounded by clutter, tired of the stress it creates, ready to find peace of mind and reduce your anxiety? Our comprehensive How to Declutter Your Life course guides you step by step in how to clear clutter and simplify your life. Each section is 3 months, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and features manageable to-dos. A bonus month on clearing energetic clutter is also included. Choose either workbook or video course. How to Declutter Your Life is designed to build a strong foundation for releasing clutter and continued personal growth. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Oh, I use coconut a lot for things because coconut's good for you, and they have a coconut sugar out there. And it works in recipes. So,
when, you know, there are great resources besides Google. There's Pinterest. I'm a huge fan of that. And I got a cookbook called Cut the Sugar. Well, first I want your bread recipe because I would love to have a different bread recipe. But I learned, so I made peanut butter cookies with dates and almond flour and a couple other ingredients. My husband loves them. And so you get that craving and you get that sweetness, but you're not sick afterwards. And you don't.
Exactly.
The other thing, then I made homemade Parmesan crisps and we had gotten some of the store.
Good.
Oh my gosh. But what my husband said to me, which I was fascinated by, he said, you know, I can have a couple of years and be satisfied when the stuff that we got at the store, I wanted to eat the whole bag.
There you go. Because there was probably some sort of additive to it. So yeah, watch out for that Parmesan.
I know, just read
wood chips,
wood
pulp. In it.
Yep, wood pulp. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we get the hard block. You know, we get it that way. But you know, if you look to restructure, you know, maybe you have a tradition that you really want to eat, you know, on your holiday or whatever you do. Look for new ways and be creative. This is going to allow your creative side to participate in. And it's kind of like having your cake and eat it too, because you're just learning how to restructure it with a healthy ingredient. Because buying it already packaged and pre-made, most of the time it's going to have something added to it. I mean, we read every label. I mean, we are the slowest grocery shoppers because we're going through there. We're reading every label, but we usually shop together and we are on every single label, no kidding. And we have a couple of places we go to because we can get some things here and some things there, but we love our lifestyle now. We love how we feel and we love that we can. I mean, my husband's a foodie and he says it better than anything. He says, I can eat whatever I want. I had no idea I could eat he does. He eats all kinds of stuff and he's lost about 40 pounds.
Wow.
Just changing how he eats, getting all of the pesticides out. But he also went off all of the pharmaceuticals, every one of them. That was causing some of the problems and everything's, yeah. So basically now, and when he went back to the doctor on one of his visits last year, the doctor was saying, okay, tell me everything you just did. Because they can't, all of his tests are coming back like he's fine. So he completely healed himself with food.
I am a firm believer of that. I read there was a lady, Chris Carr, I think was her name, who talked about her cancer journey and changed her diet. And I think I would love to see our society go from seeing food as medicine and preventative instead of, okay, I've had a heart attack. What do I do now?
Right. Well, I think that it's a generation. I think we've gone a few generations now. Humanity as a whole, we're learning how to be responsible for ourselves instead of, okay, tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never needed to be responsible for things like healthcare, you're learning and there's a lot to learn, but you can do it. And so I say, go out there and listen to what your body's saying about this. Listen to what's nagging or pulling. And what you want to do for an intuitive hit, it's consistent. It's not, the message doesn't change. It doesn't, it's not all over the place. It'll be consistent, you know, consistent like your chips for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. No, that's a consistent message.
Now, can you share with us three takeaways you'd like everyone to have from today's podcast? Three, if you summarize, most important things you'd like to everyone to know.
Okay. Well, I would say your body is always trying to communicate with you. Your soul, your spirit of who you really are, will use your body, will use the emotions, your experiences to communicate with you. Number one, I want you to know that. And number two is, you know, when you feel down low, that's lower frequency. The first thing to do to start picking it back up is do something that loves you back. Do something that is a gentle thing for yourself. And then pay attention to what it's telling you. Take notes. It could be the emotion, and then that triggers the eating. It could be the other way around, you know. It could be, there, you know, if you feel like it's all these different things, you know, if you have to, make lists or pay attention to it. And then just go look and do your homework on the nutrition in it. What is, you know, why would it tell me to eat this, you know? And then, you know, when you see if it's nutritious or not, I mean, some are obvious, like sugar, there's zero anything in that. You know that that's a toxic energy that you need to work on. And then look at whether it's a belief. Are you being stubborn? Are you digging your heels into a belief that's not supporting you anymore? That would be mental. Or is it an emotion? And so that's what I would say. Those three things, like just kind of get organized, and there you'll find a lot of productivity going in a very positive direction for your life.
I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe as we work on the outer, it affects the inner and vice versa.
Oh yes. Oh yes. The clutter is inside and outside. Yes.
Exactly. So Jen, tell us how people can find out more information. If you have any classes, books, whatever you'd like to share, let people know.
Okay. We are just starting up quite a few workshops this year anyway. I'm doing live workshops online, and we're also doing some on demand. So those are in the making right now. There is one that's out there that's a very intensive one for working on your intuition called the eighth chakra. And it takes a good 4 weeks to go through that one. It's all on demand, and that's right at my website. We just did one Tuesday night that was on soul healthy relationships, and that's a free class, and it's recorded now, but you can go and see it. You'll see those right on the front page. My weekly radio show is every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and we go into all kinds of topics with this. And I do a lot with the energies that are coming up month to month. So like today we did what's getting ready, you know, with the energies and how we work through March. Mm-hmm. And that's been really great for listeners because we're going through big changes this year. So we're taking that, okay, here's the energy. This is how we can work through it in the best way. So I have free guided meditations at my website, and that's jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I offer private sessions by Skype or phone. I speak to groups. So if you have a group, you know, we can do that. We can either do that online, or if you're somewhere I can get to, we can do it that way. So I have a few, little bit of everything that I do, but I'm all about helping people feel empowered and trusting their intuition and the energy and to really feel like they're soaring and making the most out of their life.
I love that. What a different world we'd live in if we all listened to our inner guidance.
Now, big statement, Julie, that's a big statement because it's true. If we could just trust, that's the one you can trust the most, and most of us don't. Mm-hmm. So I say let's change that up.
I agree with you 100%. We're going to have you on for another interview because we're about 5,000 topics we could do, but it's always a pleasure.
Oh, and it's always a pleasure to hang out with you too. And a big hello to all of your viewers. It's great to be with you again. And I wish you all the best with your show. And I always have a great time over here.
Well, thank you. All right, everyone. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.